At the end of the program, their eyes are sparkling, their posture's up, they're able to interact and hold a conversation with you. It's just incredible. The self-esteem and the growth that we see is amazing.
That was the Warehouse's Community Relations General Manager, Shari French, speaking to News Hub about their Red Shirt Community Program. Under the plan, around 1,000 young people will work, without pay, for 3 weeks at the Warehouse. The workers will be chosen by the Ministry for Social Development, which also pays for their uniform. In a press release, the Ministry said the workers will gain useful experience, with the Warehouse also claiming to not benefit financially from the scheme. The plan has not escaped controversy, however, with Auckland Action Against Poverty describing the program as a poverty trap and that it was, quote, preparing youth for a lifetime of insecure, exploitative, and low-paid work. First Union, which represents paid workers at the Warehouse, was also critical. I spoke with Retail, Finance and Commerce Divisional Secretary Maxine Gay and asked for her evaluation.
Well, at the end of last year, the government and the Warehouse ran a pilot scheme, which we didn't know anything about. They never discussed this with us, where they had some unemployed workers, long-term unemployed workers, went to work at the Warehouse for free for 3 weeks. And as a result of that experiment, the government announced that it was going to partner with the Warehouse and up to 1,000 unemployed workers were going to be assigned to work at the Warehouse for 3 weeks. They would not be paid. This would be part of their work experience. So the union, when we heard that announcement from the government and saw it being promoted on television, we were A, astounded and B, horrified. We have over 3,000 workers at the Warehouse who work permanent part-time shifts. Many of them want more hours. Some are as low as 5 hours guaranteed a week and they kind of flex up, they get to work 25 hours. When they bring in unpaid workers at 40 hours a week for 3 weeks, our people don't get that extra hours. So you've got this entire system going round where people who are currently in permanent part-time work who want more hours can't get it. So they're struggling. They're part of what I call the new working poor that the Warehouse itself is creating, because it's filling the gaps with unemployed workers who are working for free.
And so the government says this is about helping young people getting a foot on the ladder. I guess, what do you make of that argument?
Well, that would be fine if they were paying them properly and not causing displacement among already employed workers. And what are you actually teaching young people like that? That because you're young, because you're unemployed, we've got the right to make you work for free. That's what they're telling them. What kind of learning is that? And furthermore, half of the time, we've actually just discovered there are in a couple of provincial centres, people are going to be working from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. Anyone who's ever worked nightfall knows that the team come together at the beginning of the night, they get assigned a particular area, and then you all work on your own. So there's no socialising going on there. There's no life skills and learning how to work with other people. You're simply taking goods out of boxes and putting them on shelves or tidying shelves in isolation from other people. What learning is going on then? And there's certainly no customer service learning going on. I think it's a disgraceful situation. It means that if you just do a simple calculation of 1,000 people times 40 hours a week times 3 weeks at even just using the minimum wage of $15.75, that's $1.89 million worth of work that the Warehouse has been granted and not had to pay for, and yet the Warehouse comes out and says it's not benefited financially from this. I just don't buy that. That's just an absolute nonsense. And this is a situation where you've got the state directly subsidising private enterprise, and at the same time, because people are so low paid, because the rostering system and the low wages mean that the majority of people who are working at the warehouse are either receiving accommodation supplements, working for families and work tax credits, the whole plethora. It's just mind-boggling, really, how much money, state money, is going into this private enterprise. If you're getting $1.89 million minimum worth of free labour, that's labour you haven't had to pay for, then of course they're benefiting financially from that. So I think it's time for the warehouse to come clean, the government to stop hiding the genuine unemployed statistics. And I'd have less problem if people were being paid whatever the collective agreement rates were for the period that they were at the warehouse working. But it shouldn't be the state paying that. It should be the warehouse. Then it could claim to be doing some sort of genuine community service. If it receives people coming consigned to them by the state, working for free, then it is simply benefiting from the taxpayers to run its for-profit enterprise.